Good evening.
Good evening.
Is that you, Ruby?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm going to mute myself.
All right.
Office.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Terra, Alephet Gimel, Yitak Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayim Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Bahem Taharem Rakame Sikatha Tamid Gamlem Etet Reish Tzaditaf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Virov Tuvcha Nael Adata Tet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Ge'e, Lamcha Pene, Zochre Kiddushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul. The Reish that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury. And the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Together, the Resh and the Yud have a gematria of 210, the same gematria as the Hebrew word Radu, Resh Dalet Vav, which represents the meaning of going down. In Abraham's life, it was going down to Egypt. But in our lives, it means Hashem is coming down to being closer to us so that it makes our teshuvah easier to accomplish. Shavatenu kabel, Lushma tziakatenu, Yodea talumot, Shinkufav tzadiyotah. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we are going to separate the right column energy from the left column energy of this creation. And we will do so with the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun. Erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emet Notze chesed l'alafim Notze awon wafesha v'chata'a v'nakei And now we're going to read a verse from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and it makes a connection to the energy of certainty. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu tilu tilu urchimu liyavta l'shem yud he bevav he v'yichuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah Vayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kodeneh aleinu maaseh yadeinu kodenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Dekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha Perichu Koma Deaved Leila Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Biovata Dikshot Veleilach Milam Bialma Devae Barnash Vedach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Isteris. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778. The energy of this year is to bow to Hashem so that we can walk with Hashem. There's one verse that has the gematria of 5778, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon Vayitchal V'yavo HaMelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El HaMelech HaTavo Natamar Achoti Utlabev Le'ene Shete Levivot There's another verse that has concealed within it the name Tafshin Ayin Chet, the name of the year. And this verse is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed within this verse is the name of the year. And the letters of that name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha v'avoni lo kisiti Amarti ode alein v'sha'ai l'adonai Yohe wahe v'ata nasata Avon chatati sela. Now we're going to connect to the year of the goat, the current year of 5777. The first verse that we study connecting to this energy is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satskiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we're able to create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second word, the second verse, it connects to this energy of the goat, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, has two verses as well. The first is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rata kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha yad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh Mehakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of Hashem. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka A Rekaha. The second verse connecting to the year of the goat is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olami. Actually, that verse connects to the year 5776, which is the year of the pause. Now we're going to connect to the energy of 5775, which is swallowing death for forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni. Lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo yiyam. Asher yitchabe sham ushavtem. Eilai el nachon. Wechalati yichem wechayayim yeshno. Baretz v'hipasti, o tov b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. The year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami leYisrael untati vishakam tata vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu bene avla laanoto kaasher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, and we do this by saying the name out loud using the letters of the name with their root vowels. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta. Ezayo alada la awahe heya yozala me behe hey reyo he kome la waka la wa halayo la wa wa me he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he he sewa nu ta he he a a. Yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo a wa me, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he, ko me wa, ka wa ko me nu da, anu yo he a me. Ray, hey, ah, yo, yo, za. Hey, 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 me, yo, ha. Wa, wa, la, yo, la, hey. Sa, a, la, a, re, yo, a, shi, la, me, yo, hey. Wa, hey, wa, da, nu, yo. Hey, hey, shi, a, me, me. Nu, nu, a, nu, yo, cha. Me, be, hey, pe, wa, yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. And if we look at name 13, Yud Zion Lamed. This connects to the year 5778. It has the meaning of heaven and earth, or heaven down to earth. And name number 14, Mem Bet He, has the energy of farewell to arms. And the only way that we can bring heaven down to earth, and the way we can give up wars and conflicts, is by building bridges, which is the name Aleph Vav Mem. All three of these names have the same gematria of 47, but when we add the name El to it, Aleph Lamed, 31, it becomes 78. And now we will connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim in the same manner with their root vowels. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he e nu a ka me ta he he yo a nu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he. Hey yo yo, hey may may, la wa wa ta be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo hey yo, me nu hey 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 wa, nu yo hey hey shi ya, yo re ta shi ya hey, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa hey re. Yo yo wa la he you say ta ako me nu da anu yo he wa me ra he a yo he za he she he me ta ko me ta sa wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa te a nu wa ta me la he he a yo nu ka ko me yo re la he be he me za pe re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be. Me ta ko a la a, he he wa, re la he, yo yo me, he la yo, me he me. And to reinforce the concept of building bridges, name number 30 in the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, Aleph Vav Mem, is in its same location, same energy of building bridges. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 14th day of Elul, a day that if you hadn't blessed the new moon as of yet, would be a good time to do it. There's only one Tzaddik who left this day, Rabbi Yosef Yuska ben Rabbi Yisrael Ashkenazi. In the eighth verse of the Anabah Koach, we say in a whisper, we're reading, continuing our classes in the Egeret HaTeshuvah, the Teshuvah letter that was printed with the Tanya. We can find that handout in two ways, both leading to the same location. One is the unique astrological events, and that link on that page, which will bring you to the advanced Teshuvah classes, is the preparation for Elul and Tishrei holidays. If you go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, it's row 8, the second column from the left, and that link will take you to the same location. When you get to this landing page of the classes for the Advanced Teshuvah, scroll down to class 5B. 5B as in boy. And that will open up to chapter 5. And we'll start to reading just above chapter 5. In the Tanya edition that was published in Zolkvi in the year Mevaser Tov, which means the herald of good, numerically the year 5559 or 1799, the first version of the Egeret HaTeshuvah was printed. It was not divided into chapters, and there are variances from the present text in content. Chapter 5. The previous chapter taught that the soul of the children of Israel is a part of the Tetragrammaton, the internal aspect of godliness from which it derives. In this, it differs from other created beings whose source is more external, the divine name Elohim, and the supernal speech. However, in order that the soul be able to become enclosed in a physical body in this physical world, it had to descend through ever more concealing planes by means of the letters that comprise the divine utterance, "Let us make man." Deriving as it does from the internal aspect of the divine life force, the soul itself is thus loftier than the degree of supernal speech. It merely undergoes a descent through divine speech. It is for this reason that concerning the infusion of man's soul into the body, the Torah uses the expression, "He blew," indicating that it comes from an internal level, for he who blows does so from the innermost aspect of his being. Because the soul is part of the Tetragrammaton, it also comprises 10 faculties that parallel the 10 Sephirot that are found within the four-letter name. And I am adding, there are 10 letters in the spelled out name of Hashem. And here is one example. Yud Vav Dalet, He Yud, Vav Yud Vav, He Yud. Each letter represents and is a metaphor for each of the Sephirot. And just as a quick explanation, each He can be spelled in three different ways. It can be spelled He Yud, Hey Aleph, or Hey Hey. And the Vav can be spelled in three different ways as well. It can be spelled Vav Yud Vav, two different ways, or Vav Vav. In this chapter, the Alter Rebbe goes on to say that even though the soul was invested in the body through the external agency of speech, the utterance, "Let us make man," nevertheless, it derives from the internal aspect of speech, which is breath. In this regard, man differs from all other creatures, including angels, which derive their existence from the external aspect of speech. Accordingly, both the internal and external aspects of the soul derive from the internal aspect of godliness. The internal aspect of the soul deriving from the internal aspect of godliness, namely the four-letter name, the external aspect of the soul deriving from the internality of the external level of divine speech. Vehine hamashakat v'yir yadat hanefesh ha'elokit le'olam hazeh le'tahata levash v'guf ha'adam. Bringing the godly soul down into this physical world to invest itself in a human body, this process resulting from divine speech, vis-a-vis the utterance, "Let us make man." Panimiyot v'mikor adavor derives from the internal aspect, the source of speech. Hu haval ha'elyon amaromez be'ot Adonai ta'ata kenal. This is the breath of the Supreme One that is indicated in the latter he of Havaya, the four-letter name of God, discussed above. Vika moshika tu vayae pach vayafiyo neshamat chayim. Vayehi hadam lenefesh haya. As scripture states concerning the vestiture of the soul within the body, he blew into his nostrils a breath of life, and man became a living creature. V'me'an d'nafah metokaya nefach v'gomer. And he who blew does so from within him, from his inwardness and his innermost being. Thus, even the external aspect of the soul that is vested within the body is vested in an inward manner, although with the inwardness of speech, the internal aspect of the external level of speech. In this regard, it is unlike the internal aspect of the soul, which emanates from the most internal aspect of godliness. V'zeh she'ne'emar ki halek Hashem imo Yaakov chaval dechalato. This then is the meaning of the verse, "For God's people is a part of God. Jacob is the rope of his inheritance." This verse implies that within the soul there are to be found two levels. The internal aspect of the soul is part of God. The external aspect of the soul is the rope of his inheritance. Pirush kemo chaval al derech Nishal Shirashu Echad Kishor Lemeala Uktaho Lemeita. The analogy is of a rope whose upper end is bound above and the lower end below. So too, the upper end of the soul is bound above and its lower end is enclosed within the body. Ki heina peshat hakatu mashenemar vayi pach ulehorot lanu kimo she'al derech mishal chashach ha'adam no pach le'aza makom. The simple meaning of the words he blew stated in reference to the soul's vestiture within the body is to instruct us that just as, for example, if one blows in some direction, and note from the Chabad Rebbe, the Rebbe queries why the Alter Rebbe should have introduced the forthcoming analogy with the seemingly superfluous preamble. The simple meaning of the words he blew is to instruct us. He proposes that the Alter Rebbe added these words in order to resolve a difficulty which would otherwise be inexplicable. For according to the Alter Rebbe's explanation, the soul is drawn down in a number of successive stages. The initial source is the internal aspect of the life force, and thereafter the internal aspect, the breath of speech. Both these concepts are adduced from the word blue, which indicates inwardness, as mentioned above. The soul later progresses through the letters of speech, for the utterance, let us make man, is composed of actual letters of speech, and does not derive from blowing, which is an aspect of breath. Only then does it become actually enclosed within the body of man. This ultimate stage, then the implanting of the soul into his nostrils, comes about from speech and not from God's having blown. Now, speech is heard even if there is an obstruction between the speaker and the listener. Accordingly, when describing the soul already situated in the body, how is it appropriate to use the image of exhaled breath that can be prevented by an obstruction from arriving at its destination? It is this question that the Alter Rebbe answers by saying that the simple meaning of the verse is to instruct us that even after the utterance, let us make man, even when the investiture of the soul in the body takes place by means of speech, it still retains the characteristics of blowing. Just as an obstacle can obstruct the passage of breath, so too sins can obstruct the soul's lifeline to godliness. This explains why other creatures which derive their nurture through divine speech are not subject to excision, for the speech can penetrate an obstruction. Souls, however, throughout their sojourn in the body, constantly depend on the nurture. Which is, so to speak, blown into them. They must always have an unobstructed path to their life source. Im yesh aza devar chotzi hamafzik binatayim ein hevel tanufat tanupeach Ola umegia kalaulioto makom. And there is any separation or obstruction there, then the exhaled breath will not reach that place at all. Note, the first edition of the Egeret HaTeshuvah here cited the instance of a person blowing into the lungs of an animal. The Rebbe once explained that this example was chosen because the Alter Rebbe wanted to draw on a source from the Torah. And according to Torah law, an animal's lungs are to be examined by being inflated. Ka ka mamash im yesh devar chotzi uma pasik bein guf ha'adam levacha et nat chaval ha'olion. Precisely, this is the case of any obstruction that separates man's body from the breath of the Supreme One, concerning which Scripture states, he blew. Ach be'emet, be'emet ein shom, davar gashime, beruchini chotzi lefanav, itbarach. The truth is, though, that nothing material or spiritual is a barrier before him, Hashem. Ki hela et hashamayim v'et ha'ari ani mila. For as the verse states, do I not fill heaven and earth? V'mila ko ha'ari avad bodu. Furthermore, Scripture states, all the world is full of his glory. Delight acha atar penu minaya. Also, there is no place devoid of him. Veshamayim me'al ve'al ha'ari matzat einod. And in the heavens above and on the earth below, there is none else. V'yihu m'mala kol almin v'gomer. And he fills all worlds. Since God is everywhere and within everything, it is thus seemingly impossible for anything to act as a barrier before him. Ela kemo shekatu v'yishahu yishahu ki imo v'no tachem ayu mebadilim v'yinaychem lavan elokeichem. But as Isaiah declares, only your sins separate you from your God. V'hatayam lefi shem neged ratzon ha'olim baruch hu ha'mishaya et hakol. The reason is that sins oppose the will of the Supreme One, who gives life to all. Moshikatu kol asher chefi Adonai asa v'shamayim u'bari. As in the verse, whatever God wills, he has done in heaven and earth. V'kamo shena amar le'al shehu hakor hashpeat Shem hayu havi benaramez bekotso shel yud. It has been noted above that the supreme will is the source of the sustenance issuing from the four-letter name and is represented in the thorn atop the letter yud. Inasmuch as the Tetragrammaton sustains all of creation, it follows that sins which act in opposition to it also oppose and conceal the divine life force. Sins are thus capable of preventing the divine breath, concerning which it is written, "He blew," from reaching man. Tzaho arin achrat. This then is the meaning of keret, excision. Shena keret v'nafasik chaval hachas mirashka. Mishem Adonai Baruchu Shana Mishka Me Hashem Ta Ta Kanal. The rope drawn from the final hay in the four-letter name of Hashem is severed and cut off. As a result, the soul clothed within the body is unable to receive vitality from its sources in that divine name. During those times when the Jewish people received their vitality only from the side of holiness, as for example during the period of the temple, as the Alter Rebbe will say in the next chapter, the lack of this life force led to the physical death. V'kamo shekatu v'naparashit. I am more v'nakorata ha-nefesh ha-hiyo milaponi ani Hashem. As the verse says in Parashat Emor, that soul shall be cut off from before my face. I am Hashem. The verse here uses the tetragrammaton in referring to God. Excision thus involves being sundered from the internal aspect of godliness. It is this that the Alter Rebbe now goes on to say. The expression chosen is from before my face. The soul is excised from the innermost aspect of godliness, the tetragrammaton. Uvasa Avi wrote, Shein Behein Kirat. Other sins that do not incur excision. Al Kol Panim Hein Pugmin Et Hanefesh Kedoda. Upa Gam Hu Malashon. Do cause at least a defect in the soul, in the sense of the defect or nick that invalidates a blade for ritual slaughter. As with the defective blade, a sin causes something to be lacking in the rope-like flow of life force from the tetragrammaton downward to the soul, as is now explained. Vehu aldes michal ha-me chaval ayin bet shezer matarig chevalim da'akim. This is analogous to a thick rope woven of 613 thin strands. Kima kika chaval hamishaka hachanal kilu matariag mitzvot. So too, the rope of the downward flow mentioned above is comprised of the 613 mitzvot, each mitzvot being an individual thin strand. The Rebbe notes that the Alter Rebbe here offers a remarkably novel thought, that every Jew receives vitality in this world from all 613 mitzvot, even though the commandments given to the Kohanim do not apply to commoners. Many commandments cannot be performed simultaneously, and the like. Note continued. Possibly, continues the Rebbe, this may be understood in light of the Alter Rebbe's explanation in Kuntrei Sacharon, in the essay that begins, "To understand the details of the laws." There the Alter Rebbe writes that even the laws that perhaps never have practical application derive from supernal wisdom. Vikasha avar hu al hachat mechane nafshik aval hadak wigomer. When one violates one of them, God forbid, a thin strand consisting of that particular commandment or mitzvah is severed. Should an individual violate many mitzvot, God forbid, then many strands are severed and the rope is grievously weakened. Sins punishable by karet, or death by divine agency, cause the entire rope to be severed, heaven forfend. Af gam b'chayav karet umita v'nishar adin bo harashimu v'nafsho halafikit. And even if one has incurred karet in death or death, there yet remains an expression within him of his divine soul. V'al yadi ze yakol lechayot ad nun o samach shena v'layotar. And through this he may live until 50 in the case of karet, or 60 years in the case of death by divine agency, but no more. Uma shekatu b'shem ha'arizal shenikneset senaknase bo bechinat ha'makif v'gomer. Also the statement attributed to the Arizal, that the Makif, a transcendent level of life force, enters such an individual, and so on. Though unable to receive vitality from the internal aspect of godliness, he is still able to receive vitality from this transcendent, literally encompassing level of godliness. If that is indeed so, why can he not live longer than 50 or 60 years? Einu anin lechai gashamiyot haguf. This is irrelevant to the life of the physical body, which cannot survive once there remains no vestige of the divine soul. Note, at this point the Rebbe refers to the reader to Likutei Torah, where the Alter Rebbe explains that excision implies only to the level of Yaakov within the soul, but not to the level of Israel. He also cites Likutei Torah, where the Alter Rebbe speaks of one who has incurred excision, though of him it is written, "For my father and mother have forsaken me," yet the continuation of the same verse also applies to him, "But God has taken me in." The encompassing level of the soul remains intact, though within his soul the Jew's innate love of God is not manifest, does not shine light. Yet in him too this love is still present, though concealed. And applies only until 50 years. The transcendent level is also found within an individual, so long as he is able to remain alive by virtue of the impression of the divine soul that is still within his body. O bezaman hazer kadalak amo man, or to the contemporary period, as will be noted. In this era, when a Jew's vitality reaches him through becoming clothed in unholy media, it is possible for a person to live even after his soul has been sundered from its source in the four-lettered name of Hashem. This is why it is now possible for someone liable to karet or death by divine agency to live longer than 50 or 60 years. And during this time, the holy life force which must be found within a Jew is received from the transcendent level, as the Arizal teaches. I am adding, the Kabbalah Center teaches that each all-night study of Kabbalistic material, like the Zohar or the writings of the Ari, removes the judgment of one karet, one level of cutting off. While I studied with Rabbi Berg and his children, there was a period of several months where once a week this was done within each Kabbalah Center. Wherever in the world it only stopped when the chevra were too exhausted to continue. This is the end of chapter 5. This is the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? We will continue our class tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And at 8:30 tonight, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Shalom to all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.